Amen. Mission accomplished. Boy, I'll tell you, that was a blessing. Thank you so much, choir. And what a powerful, powerful message in song and, of course, the scripture. And appreciate all the work that went into that. And the message, of course, what a blessing. What a blessing. Mission accomplished. And because of that mission being accomplished, we can be saved. We don't have to worry about dying and going to hell. We can go to heaven. Praise the Lord for that. I want to talk to you about that. John 14 and verse 19. Jesus said, "Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me." And he said, "Because I live, ye shall live also." Father, I pray you'll bless now as we look at the Word of God, and I pray you'll speak to our hearts through it. And God, I pray if there's anyone here not saved, that today'd be the day they'd be saved. And I pray especially, Lord, I think most of the folks here are Christians. Lord, encourage us, challenge our hearts, I pray. Help us to rejoice that the mission's accomplished. Bless now, this time, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. He says, "Because I live, ye shall live also." Mission accomplished. If he didn't live, we would not live also. The mission would have been a failure. But because he lives, ye shall live also. That's a statement of victory. What was his mission? He said in John chapter 10, verse 10, "I am come that they might have life. I am come that folks who are dead in trespasses and sins," he said, "I'm come that though they're dead, they might have life." That's the mission. And since the beginning of man, this battle between life and death, there's been a lot of missions, and no greater mission than the mission of the Lord Jesus Christ that was accomplished by his death, his burial, and his resurrection. I mean, it's been a battle. It's been a battle. And I just want to look at both tonight to really get an idea of the accomplishment that took place when Jesus Christ not only died, but he rose again. Mission accomplished. And I want to look at life and death. First thing I want to look at tonight is death. I guess death is probably the greatest conqueror. You know, I think about missions, I think about battle, I think of war, and there have been a lot of conquerors on this earth. I mean, Napoleon was a great conqueror, and Alexander the Great, they were great conquerors. And there have been many great conquerors, and many conquerors that caused fear to grip whole groups of people in cities and countries. But I believe the greatest conqueror, and I think easily proven the greatest conqueror, has to be death. Death is a conqueror that absolutely has no mercy on anyone. Death is the conqueror that affects all of us, strikes fear into the greatest of us. Nothing has caused more tears. Jesus wept because Lazarus died, and Jesus saw the hurt and the pain of all those around him. Jesus knew he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead, but Jesus had compassion on all those around him. The Bible says Jesus wept. What had happened? Death, the conqueror, had come. Notice in Hebrews 2, go ahead and turn there if you would and keep your place in John, but go to Hebrews chapter 2, and we're going to look at a couple of verses tonight. But Hebrews 2, it talks about this. It says in verse 14, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil." And look what it says. "And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." This conqueror, death, has caused so many people to be in bondage in fear of it from the day they're born. Well, I mean, we start thinking about it. When we're children, we go to the doctor, and the doctor starts telling us about these things that are starting to go wrong. Wait a minute, something's going wrong? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know why? These old bodies wear out. And that old conqueror of death, snarling, he's ready to come and take us down. I mentioned this in our soul-winning meeting yesterday. And do you realize over 60 times the earth would have been depopulated since the start of man being on this earth? Over 60 times there would have been nobody on this earth if God had stopped making new generations. Were it not for the babies today, within the next 100 years, there'd be no one. on this earth. You know why? You know who the conqueror is? Death. Death. Conquered by death. We're reminded every day of death. What do you mean? Well, you look in the mirror and you start seeing those wrinkles. We're reminded, I'm reminded every morning when I get out of bed and everything aches. Yeah. Gray hair, pains, no hair. In fact, the Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto man once to die. There he is again. Death. Death. I submit to you that death has been the greatest conqueror. Death has caused more fear, more sorrow in people's lives. I mean, at death, we see the most tears. When death comes through, we see the most agony and pain and the most sorrow and the most concern. And what are we going to do about this thing called death? Could I just say this? All of that should lead us to life, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. Notice what it says here. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. The Bible says, wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Had there never been sin, there would have never been death. But because of sin, there is death. When you go to the doctor and the doctor says, listen, you know, tell us your background. And I remember filling out all those little forms, and it talks about, tell us about your parents and your grandparents. Did they have any of these things? I remember several lists where it has, it has a place for grandparents, and then it says heart disease, or it says stroke, or any of these different things. And they're trying to find out if there's anything in your family line that is going to pass on some sort of disease. And, you know, sad to say, many times that is true. It's sad to say many times there is something that maybe a father had or a grandfather had or a grandmother, and it's passed on, and now you, by the doctor examining you, and he talks to you and he says, you know, you also have this same problem. You've inherited this same disease from your loved one. But you know, the Bible tells us that the conqueror that has taken the most people, the conqueror that would wipe out this earth if God did not keep repopulating it, the conqueror, every one of us has inherited, because of our sin, we've inherited death. And that conqueror, boy, I'll tell you, you know, folks are afraid. People are afraid to leave their homes. I know people that won't go anywhere. I know people that will not fly. Some of you are here because you're afraid of death. I know people that don't even go to the doctor. You're afraid what he's going to tell you. I never have quite understood that. But why? Because we're afraid of death. And I know people that won't go to funeral homes because they say, no, I just don't like this thing called death. But the truth of the matter is, we're all going to die. Death is very, very real. There is no question about that. Had there been no sin, there would be no death. But this warrior, this conqueror, death, has been so powerful. He's been so strong. The Bible talks about death in different ways, and the Bible talks about death in the Bible in Zechariah 6. I'm not going to have you turn there, but I would like you to turn to Revelation 6. And I want to show you four horses that are in a war. Revelation chapter 6. And it's just an interesting thing that I was studying this week as I was thinking about life and death. In Revelation 6, we see, and of course, we, like I said, we also see the same thing in the Old Testament in Zechariah chapter 6. But in Revelation 6, we see four horses. And in the Bible, the horse represents a war animal. And when you see horses, you see the animal that is used in a war. The ox and the donkey would be the work animals. And I realize that we use horses and people use horses. But in the Bible, the animal that is the war animal, and when you see a horse, you know there's a battle that is about to take place. In fact, let me just show you Proverbs 21:31, just to show you this battle. And because of these horses, there is a significance. Proverbs 21 and verse 31. The Bible says here, the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. And so when you see these horses in Revelation 6, and I understand this is something that is to come, but this is something that John saw, and it was representing this battle that is taking place. And it's the battle of ages. It's the battle that God has been involved in, because God did not want us to die and go to hell. God wanted us to live and go to heaven eternally to be with Him. It's a great, great battle that is taking place. And these four horses, you see, Revelation 6:4, it talks about a red horse. And in Revelation 6:4, it says, there went out another horse that was red. And power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And the red horse represents a kind of death that is a death that comes from war, a death that comes from murder, a death that comes from violence, a death that could come from an accident. Blood is shed, represented by the sword being a tool to cut and to cause bloodshed. And notice verse 8b, it says that, verse 8, the last part, it says to kill with sword. And so this red horse represents a kind of death that we read about often in the paper, where there's a car accident and there's bloodshed, and there's a war over in another country and there's bloodshed, or someone murdered someone, or there's violence taking place. And certainly that form of death has taken many, many lives over the years. And God said, kind of death, and I'm going to win that battle. Mission accomplished. But then there's also the black horse. And the Bible says, when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. And God says there's going to be a black horse. And that black horse represents starvation and famine and a lack of food. Lamentations 5 verse 10 says, our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine. And with famine comes mourning and sorrow. And black is always a picture of mourning and sorrow and the slow, painful death of starvation. God says, I'm going to go to war with that form of death, and I'm going to conquer that form of death. Hey, listen, you know, God says, I don't want you to starve to death. I don't want you to die that way. I don't want you to die of murder and violence and to be slaughtered like that. God says, I'm going to go to war with those things. And again, back in verse 8, it talks about those horses again, and it says to kill with sword, and then it says with hunger. But then there's also in verse Revelation 6 and verse 8, it talks about this pale horse. It says, I looked and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth. And this pale horse is disease. The pale horse is old age. The pale horse is pale because the blood is draining out, when the blood is drained out, of course, the life of the flesh is in the blood, the Bible says. God says, I'm going to have war with that kind of death. You say, you know, I'm fearing old age. I'm in old age, and I'm concerned about that. You know, God said, I make war with that fear. I make war with the kind of fear of cancer. God says it's happening and people are dying, but he says I'm making war with cancer, and I'm making war with disease, and I'm making war with old age, and I'm making war with famine, and I'm making war with murder. And God says I'm making war with those things. And my dear Christian friends, you don't have to fear anymore, because he says I've conquered death. Because you go back and understand, folks, God allows death. These same three choices, these three horses, which we also see again in the book of Zechariah, these same choices were given to David when David committed the sin of numbering the people. God said, David, I'm going to have to allow the conqueror death to come into your people. And it's your choice which form of death they have, but death is going to come. You have a choice of 3 months against the sword of the enemy. That's the red horse. Or you can have 3 years of famine. That's the pale horse. Or he said you can have 3 days of pestilence. And that's the black horse. God said, I have to allow that. You say, why? Why would God have to allow such a terrible thing? Look at 1 Corinthians 15, verse 56. 1 Corinthians 15 and 56. It says, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. The sting of death is sin. Sin is the poison injected that kills us. Sin is the poison injected. It makes me think, why in the world do we like sin so much? It's what causes death. The wages of sin is death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The sting of death is sin. Sin is that poison injected. But the strength of that poison, very clearly, and understand this, and I'm just about done. The strength, notice what it says in verse 56, the strength of sin is the law. The strength of sin. In other words, what gives the poison the right to take a life? The law. Because the law says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. By the way, if you have Jewish friends or if you have Seventh-day Adventist friends who want to uphold the law and they're counting on that law to get them to heaven, that's why the law can't get them to heaven. It's the law that condemns. It's the law that gives the sting its poison. It's the law that allows and gives that poison the right for death. But number two is life. Jesus said in John 11, verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. John 14, 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. God told death something. Look at Hosea chapter 13. I have never preached on this before, never seen this before until just recently I was studying this. Hosea chapter 13. And verse 14, Hosea 13, 14. Page 1400 in your super giant print, you can barely see Bible. Hosea 13, 14, here's what God says to death. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. God says, death, I'm after you. That's the mission. That's the mission. Life versus death. Death has taken its toll, hasn't it? Thousands and thousands and thousands. Matthew 22, 32 says, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Amen. Of the living. When Jesus died on the cross, he took our sins upon him. Stay with me now. And when he was stung by death, it didn't affect him because he never sinned. And death couldn't hold him. Death had no power over him. Are you listening? O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Well, he died, and he was buried, but death couldn't hold him. And really, it kind of reminds me, I remember when, many, many times this happened, but especially I remember a hornet kind of a thing one time got under my arm, and somehow I brought my arm down, and it stung me, and I thought I was going to die. I mean, you know how we do, and we're wimps and all that. But I mean, it was like, ah! You know, that burning went in, and I mean, it was so bad. And I mean, it stung me, and I mean, it was bad. And where's the pity? Thank you. And I didn't know what I was going to do. But, so what did I do? I ran in and I told my wife and she babied me and it worked real well. But the next day I got in the car and I looked and somehow, again, that thing had gotten inside. But I looked and down on the floor of the car, that hornet or that bee was laying there dead. And, that's exactly what happened here. Because death, that bee came and it stung me, but it left its stinger in me, and then it died. When death stung Jesus, it left its stinger in Jesus. And it had no hold on him. And death dies. John 15:55, O death, where is thy sting? God's people don't have to worry about death. Now, I think the main reason why we think about it still is because we just have never done it before. We have several seniors who are going to fly for the first time. And it's just fun. It's fun taking people to fly for the first time. It's fun to watch them. I enjoy it. I really do. I like to watch their faces. Personally, I'd like to sit by Curry, big old Curry. And the first time we take, it'll be a lot of fun to watch his face and just see how tough he is. And it's just a lot of fun. But the only problem is he's just never done it before. And the first time I flew, I was terrified. I said, honey, let me hold your hand. She said, I'm not scared. I said, I am. And there's just, you've never done it before. I'll be honest with you. I've never died. I'm not sure what it's like. Don't want to practice. You can't practice. I mean, there's just no way to do it. And but the truth of the matter is, because Jesus conquered death, he grabbed hold of... Oh, wait a minute. We forgot something here. Go back to Revelation. I didn't read this. This is so good. Because there is another horse. Amen. We gotta read this. The Bible says in verse 2, and I saw and behold a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. Look at Revelation 19:11. It talks about him again. This is a war that is going on. Revelation 19, what did I say? Revelation 19:11. I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God, and the white horse conquers the other horses. He conquers all the other horses. And see, now, because death is conquered. Now, because Jesus came up from the grave. Now, because death could not hold him in Christ. We not only don't have to fear death, but we gain. We gain from death. Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Go back to 1 Corinthians 15. I'm just about done. 1 Corinthians 15. And verse 54. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. What do you mean? This corruptible shall have put on incorruption. Do you understand there's going to be a day where we don't sin? We don't even think sinful thoughts. We don't even think bad towards other people. Do you know you're going to be able to get rid of that someday? Yeah, this corruptible shall have put on incorruption. And this mortal, no more wrinkles. You won't need cream. Bird's feet removers. You won't need that anymore. Amen. Isn't that what they're called? Crow's feet, bird's feet, dog feet. Sometimes I feel like it's elephant feet. But this mortal shall have put on immortality. Oh, that's so good. Hey, let me tell you something. All those aches and pains are going to be gone. Amen. See, you can gain by death. No glasses, no hearing aids, no crutches, no wheelchairs. I was talking to Al Morin yesterday in the nursing home, and we got to talking about that. And I made my famous statement again, I'm on a roll, and I said there won't be any, I forget how I put it, no sickness, there won't be any oxygen respirators, you won't need those, you have perfect lungs. And then I said there won't be any doctors in heaven. I think there will be some doctors in heaven. They just won't need to be doctors, amen. I've said before at funeral, there won't be any funeral directors in heaven. And, funeral director looks at me like, but they'll be unemployed. Preachers will still have a job in heaven, amen. But thank you. But, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? It's gone. Why? Because the white horse conquers. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:26. The Bible says, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And no more death. Can you imagine that? No more death. Really, most of what is bad. I mean, do you understand the reason we're nervous about our jobs and economy and all that is? Because if we don't have money, we don't get to eat. Famine. What is the big argument today? Healthcare. If we don't have money, we can't get treated for disease. What are you afraid of? Dying. Why are you afraid not to eat? Dying. What's the big argument today? War, rumor of war, death, murder. Uh-huh. In heaven, we won't have to lock our doors. We won't have to go visit a doctor. We won't have to take all those pills we take. Won't even need vitamins, amen. Everything will be perfect. You eat a T-bone steak, it'll be perfect. Amen. You think you're vegetarians in heaven? No way, Jose. I'm a meatitarian and a chocolatarian when I get to heaven. Let me close John 5:24. Mission accomplished, Lord. Mission accomplished. You folks, and certainly most of the folks here aren't like that, but I mean, if you thought Easter was all about the dumb rabbit, I got news for you. It has nothing to do with a rabbit. It has everything to do with mission accomplished. John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Mission accomplished. We can pass from death unto life. You're saved tonight. You don't have to worry about death. I know you're still going to be, we're all going to be concerned. We're still going to take our vitamins. We're still going to go to the doctor and whatever he says, we're going to do it, right? We're still going to walk so that we can keep our heart healthy. We're still going to do those things. But the truth of the matter is, we know because God said so. Death lost its sting. Oh, am I still a sinner? Yeah, I'm still a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the sting's gone because Jesus took it when he died on the cross. And he was buried, but death couldn't hold him. Up from the grave he arose. And death died. Death died. And now we just look forward to life, eternal life. If you're here today and you're not saved, you don't have that hope, you probably sit there and you think, good night, this guy is so excited, I'm scared to death. You don't need to be. You can come to Jesus. You can trust him as Savior. You can ask him into your heart. Be born again. And claim the victory with Jesus Christ over the greatest conqueror besides Jesus. And that is death. Let's bow our heads, please.